Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because if it is the second Monday from 2 to 3, it must be Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia. Lori, Joe, how are you?
Wonderful.
We are fantastic.
That was incredible. You said wonderful. You said fantastic.
Yes.
What's the difference?
The difference between Joe and I, which is many. And
many.
Yet.
Many.
Many and varied.
Yes.
Many and varied. This is exciting because everyone needs a coach.
Yes.
Everyone. I always said everyone needs therapy. I know coaching is not therapy, but I always thought that, you know, people always feel a sense of fear or a lack of confidence, or even worse, that they don't think they're worth anything if they think they have to go to therapy or get a coach. But that's just not true.
Not true at all. If you think about the top athletes, they all have coaches, and a lot of them attribute their success to coaching.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, from Magic Johnson to you look at some of the great players. Of course, one just went to the L.A. Lakers, Steve Nash.
Really?
Ooh, that sounded, Joe, did that sound like, a sore subject?
Indeed.
Unless you're a Laker fan.
True.
Exactly.
Would I be a Laker fan coming from Los Angeles?
Possibly.
Yes, but I'm also a Sun fan. But I like the Lakers. I'm sort of excited. I'm happy for Steve Nash.
Yep.
Because here's a guy that certainly was loyal and dedicated, and now he may have a chance to win a title.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lori and Joe, you have a really great guest on today with a really beautiful smile, I might add.
Indeed.
She does, doesn't she?
She lights up the room.
Yes, she does.
This is amazing. I can't take the light. No, of course I can. This is really good light. And you want to introduce?
Sure. And, you know, that's kind of funny because I said to Joe that she has great energy. So Andrea Brundage is with us today, and she is the owner of Simple Organized Solutions, also known as SOS, a term for distress, because I believe a lot of the people that call her are in distress and looking to get more organized with their lives.
That is true. We often say we answer the Maydays.
Exactly.
Oh, the Maydays, but it doesn't have to be in May.
Exactly.
It does not have to be in May.
Exactly. So you've had your business for a while. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the business and what you do, and we'll go from there.
Okay. The business actually kind of found me versus me finding it. I've had a corporate career that typically has ranged from a four-year stint at each company, and I go in and find ways to streamline and put systems in place, and then I would get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And I would find my way to the next mess and clean that up. And so I came to realize that there actually was a need to have someone come in and do these kinds of things, but that also allowed me to change. Mm-hmm. And I like change. And so I look at these as projects rather than contracts, and it works really well with my personality.
Mm-hmm.
I actually work with business owners and homeowners and find ways to simplify life and clear clutter and bring in positive energy.
Okay, great. So you got drawn to that line of work by trying to get, I think one of your slogans is something about bringing calm to the chaos.
Right, chaos into calm.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from a personal situation where when I was growing up, we had a lot of chaos in our home. Mm-hmm. We had an alcoholic father, and there was a lot of just disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've lived the chaos. I've lived the calm. Mm-hmm. I like the calm a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Can be a really good thing.
Let me ask you this. Do you see more chaos coming in these days with the economy, with the job loss, with foreclosures? Do you notice that, or has it always been there?
It's always been there, but it's coming a lot faster now. And there are all kinds of clutter. It takes on different tones. So clutter is not just paper. Clutter is mind clutter. Clutter is inbox clutter, calendar clutter. And everything moves so quickly now that oftentimes people are swallowed up in this cocoon of mess. And so I try to help people put some controls back in place.
So that's interesting to me, the clutter, especially doing NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, is it seems, I would think one of the big things of clutter is in people's minds, if they get overwhelmed and they can't focus, and clutter may be the trigger point, or maybe they just can't focus and it creates the clutter. So it could go either direction. You want to talk about that a little?
Sure, and it does do that. Some people have a tendency to be enthusiastic and they've got all the great ideas, and oftentimes they jump in full bore, and it's a personality type sometimes, and they have trouble finishing projects. When you do this enough times throughout, say, a five-year period, before you know it, there are monkeys all over your house screaming at you to take care of me first. And oftentimes it's an overwhelming state, mm-hmm. and people just don't know quite how to get out of the zoo.
And mm-hmm. they end up just shutting down.
They shut down, or yeah. they move on to the next project, because that one is going to fix all of the other. Or they buy the yeah. next greatest electronic gadget that's out, because right. this is now going to fix everything.
Or they move away from what they perceive as most painful mm-hmm. into something easier or something more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. But the painful things might be the thing that is very important to do, though.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Laura, you talked yeah. about that once, you and Joe, about, I called it parts of one's person, you know, and you called it something else, and Andrea calls it monkeys, but mm-hmm. I forgot what you called it.
Oh, gremlins.
Yeah, gremlins.
Gremlins.
We all have a different yes. name.
Yes.
Parts, gremlins, and monkeys.
Yeah.
I guess it depends what you like.
Whatever it is, they just sit on your shoulder and they yeah. tap at you quietly, and they just kind of erode what's going on, and it makes it hard to move forward. And that was one of the connections I saw with Andrea with organizing and coaching. When you see somebody that's surrounded by clutter or surrounded by mess and just kind of can't finish the projects and stuff, I think it's oftentimes indicative of what's going on in their head. And what you mentioned, mind clutter and things like that, it's oftentimes there's more to it than just the papers that are piling up in the office or mm-hmm. whatever it is in the living room.
Right. And sometimes it's just a lack of knowing how to move forward. When talking to a business owner, for example, they may have all the great ideas. They've got a client base that's wonderful, but they don't quite have the systems in place to run it like a real business. And I picture it like an octopus with eight arms, and they have all the hats on. And you can only do that so long, and then your business suffers because you can't meet your client's needs, your customer's mm-hmm. needs as mm-hmm. well. So having systems in place in a business and a home are just vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Do you Absolutely. Remember Lost in Space, that movie?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
That TV show?
TV show.
You all remember it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Andre? Yeah. Okay. Remember the robot?
Yeah, Danger, Danger.
Yeah, the arms would fling around, and that's where it reminds me of what most people are going through now.
Yeah,
they just sort of run in any direction, yeah. flailing their arms, not knowing exactly what to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah,
yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah. So, Andrea, I know that when we talked, you do a little bit of coaching as you go along the way. So tell us about, no names, please, of mm-hmm. course, but tell us about a client that you've had where you had to sort of, you know, from the time you walked in, what did you see and how did you go about helping that person?
Okay. I'm going to share a story about a small business owner who has recognized that she needs help with systems and has found that she didn't really have the tools to put these systems in place. So walking in, immediately you notice that there are piles mm-hmm. and there are things that are kind of hidden under some blankets and kind of tucked away. But those, again, those are the monkeys that mm-hmm. I refer to, because we know they're there even though we can't see them. And so I've worked with her hand in hand to actually sit down and set aside time to actually go through the piles of papers and to make educated decisions about where should they go, what is the value, what is the opportunity cost of keeping this stuff because it's taking up space. So is that space, are you willing to let go of that space to keep this? And going through the process, oftentimes I have to ask the questions over and over and over, and then I hear my clients start saying those questions to themselves.
Hmm.
So it's really a wonderful feeling when the transformation happens, where you can see that it's clicking. And, yeah, why do I keep this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And is this really the best place for it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm. So are you big into all the organizing things that you can buy out there on the market and things like that?
Actually, I'm not.
Okay.
I think a lot of times those organizing kits take up more room than they save you.
That's
for
a great
example,
one.
Of course.
If you have a little tiny walk-in closet and you get a shoe organizer, mm-hmm. that's going to take up literally 2 feet of your closet space top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the better choice is, one, do we need all of those shoes? And two, maybe we put them in boxes that can stack, so you know mm-hmm. actually what you have, but you free up that space that would be taken with, to me, a silly accessory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have been one of those people that have bought the organizers, and now I'm saying to Joe, this isn't working. This something else needs to happen here. So.
You know, I've the parallel that I see right off is last Christmas, I go into the supermarket, and what I saw was one small unit, food warmer or popcorn popper or something else and something else and something else, and they each did a different thing. And I looked at it and go, all you're doing is clogging up space by having 50 things when you could just do it on your stove
mm-hmm.
with one.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just a way to get money out of your pocket. I'm sorry.
And so we pop our popcorn now in a pan.
In a pan. Yes,
and
I do.
It's true. And the electronic world feeds right into that.
Yeah.
So what's the latest, greatest software? Because that's the one that's going to mm-hmm. help me organize my calendar. Or do I need the smartphone? Or do I need the smarter phone? Or do I need the smartest phone?
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday's phone is now out of date.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just this constant bombardment of the next shiny object. And I say, let's work with what we have and make good decisions about them rather than hiding mm-hmm. it all away.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you find why people are in a clutter cloud, we'll call it, physically as well as mentally? Let's start with physically. Why are there piles of clutter?
In my experience, it's a manifestation of something else that's going on typically. We often like to think that we're really super busy and too busy to deal with this clutter, and now we find that, oh, all of this clutter is showing how productive I am, but then it backfires, and then the next thing you know, you're buried behind it. Mm-hmm. So not having systems in place, we are a society of accumulating. It's kind of an okay thing, and there's prestige in that. Just not processing well is really what starts that. Now, I'm not talking about in the hoarding sense. I'm talking about general clutter. Not taking the time and setting aside the time to take care of some of the tasks that keep that to a minimum.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd love to ask Andrea a question about systems. You've used that word many times. And I may have a guess what it might be, but I'll leave it to after the break to really determine that. Because I know, Lori, you talk about, you know, you've done Lean and Six Sigma, TQM.
Mm-hmm.
I do some of that, too. And if, you know, everyone needs a system. There's no question about it. And I agree. Whether it's at home or at business, a system can really save time, create efficiency, more productivity, greater profits, and we'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And now, one of my favorite attorneys, Joe Collins. You have a great firm, a family atmosphere with great sophistication.
That's my dad's kind of theory when we started. He always kind of touts himself as the old country lawyer. We pride ourselves at having somebody answer the phone. You don't have a computer system answering it. We try to give personal service.
Tell us a little bit about the firm in terms of where you focus your attention.
We probably do 60-70% family law, and we really enjoy it. Family law encompasses such a wide variety of topics. But, you know, for the most part, you feel rewarded that you're helping somebody out. Family law is probably the most rewarding.
Why don't we give your website out?
It's real simple, collinslaw.net. The email's just the same, joecollins@collinslaw.net.
602-788-7227. Call Joe. Collins and Collins, great family law attorneys and more.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And if it is the second Monday of the month from 2 to 3, it is Joe and Lori Battaglia, Living the Dream Coaches. This is just a must listen to show.
I think so.
I as well.
We keep putting the link out there for everybody to listen. So I think we've got some online listeners today, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Let's give out the phone number in case people want to call in. 602-296-3632. 602-296-3632. Talk to Lori and or Joel and our special guest, Andrea Brundage. And did I say that last name right?
Brundage. You did. Brundage.
I said it just sounds. Yes. And SOS, that's simple SOS Consulting.
Simple Organized Solutions. Yes.
I love that. And we were talking about your logo, and it's just really nice looking. It's such a, looks like a nice flow.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. That is very cool. So we're talking about clutter, but the question just before the break was systems. Mm-hmm. So when you talked about systems earlier in the segment, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's different from a business owner to a homeowner. Systems for a business owner to me is having the foundation set and stable before you actually go out and start marketing and do all these things. It's important to have systems in place that handle your accounting, handle any kind of issues that may come up legally. If you have employees, having job descriptions, now we're talking a risk management, job descriptions, policies and procedures, Heaven forbid something happened to a business owner and no one knows how to cut a check. Or heaven forbid the business owner has a right-hand person who doesn't come in for months. Now the owner has spending way too much time trying to issue a check. So having a foundation, to me, and a functioning foundation is part of a system for a business owner.
So it's sort of like how, what, and when.
Yes,
do
it
we
is.
Do things?
Mm-hmm.
A process.
It's a process. It's a process. And as any project manager, you go through a process, and one step has to follow the next, and then you find success at the end. And the same follows for homeowners, although it's, I look at it more, I call it life flow. So if you're walking into the same entry every day, does it not make sense to put your keys there so in the morning we're not frantically looking for keys? If we have children, is there a place for their backpacks so the mornings are not chaotic? So again, it's a life flow system for the homeowner.
That assumes that the kid puts the backpack in the right place.
Yes, the father of four. Yeah.
And we also have to be good role models for our kids. So
yeah, absolutely.
Start them young. Start them young.
If I have to.
Yeah. Ours are all grown. It's too late now.
What's
done is done.
And Laura, you're familiar with systems too. You work with us.
Absolutely, yeah. I have a long background in corporate, and as a learning and development manager, we're all about documenting training systems and making sure that when people come in the door, they can get up to speed quickly. So it's really resonating what Andrea is talking about. It's also resonating as a small business owner. We've been in business. We're coming up on 1 year. We are about to celebrate our one-year anniversary in business.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
The end of July, yeah. And it's so easy to stumble into business in a way that you think you know what you're doing, and then you'll eventually get to those accounting things, and then you'll eventually get to those legal things. But you're making a really good point for having the things in place, and I don't think most people do it that way.
Right, I agree. Yeah. There's a big unmet need out there helping the small business owner. And there are lots of free services available to small business owners. SCORE mm-hmm. is a wonderful organization,
yep.
Small Business Development Center, and they have many, many tools. It's going to take you the time because you actually do the work. But that also creates the investment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's really one thing to talk about systems, but people that don't understand totally, mm-hmm. the cost savings, the opportunity that could result from that mm-hmm. are astronomical. Mm-hmm. I've seen, you know, it could be as great as 50%.
Could make the difference between failing and
yeah.
succeeding.
Yeah.
And it's amazing if people put their time and energy into that. Very few do. I think the big corporations, and Laura, you've probably seen this, before, you know, they'll use Lean or Six Sigma. Mm-hmm. TQM was the original. But the small to mid-sized companies, they just, there's a big hole there where
yeah.
people aren't utilizing it. They don't know it. I don't think there's enough consultants to really train people out
mm-hmm.
there because it's sort of geared to the American Express of the world,
right,
you know, B of A.
Yeah.
But some simple implementing some processes, identifying mm-hmm. and implementing, could go really a long, long way.
Mm-hmm. It really does. I think it makes a big difference. You can see it when businesses have a process for something. Everything gets done the same way. And contrary to sounding like it's boring, it's not. It's, okay, you know that when your customer comes through the door, your client, they're going to have the exact same experience every time, no matter who's there, no matter what the circumstance is, it's going to happen. And that's what most of us want. It's that consistent, above expectation type of thing that gives you client loyalty.
Right, and the return client is really who we want to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that have helped us start this business. Now, if suddenly they're not as important or not that they're not important, but maybe they get forgotten because
mm-hmm.
we don't have systems in place to remind us, let's touch them again. Let's mm-hmm. touch them again.
Yeah.
So it's really key to have these kinds of systems in place
yeah.
to not only stay in business, but to grow your business.
Yeah.
Let me throw this out. I think this might be interesting for everyone, is that you can have a system. The interesting point about Lean and Six Sigma is it's really good in developing systems, you know, the flow chart and so on. Yet I think what might be missing is the people part, the equation of their belief systems, their identity, their skill sets. It's almost like making a phenomenal race car, but not training the driver. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I think that's important too, is that you don't want to forget about the driver, because people, if they only believe they're capable of so much, a system won't compensate for that necessarily.
And I'm sure, Andrea, in corporate, you've seen this too. And Joe, you've been in healthcare a long time. You've probably seen it. The person in charge generally shares his or her personality, attitude, call it whatever you want to, with everybody else. So if you have somebody in charge that's a control freak that wants to micromanage everything, everybody kind of lives in a little bit of fear. If you've got somebody that engages people and is excited about coming to work themselves, they tend to have the same kind of atmosphere around them. And it's really interesting. Years ago when I was in banking as a regional manager, I'd walk into offices and I could tell from the minute I got there what it felt like to work there. So I think, as well as the systems, there's got to be a system for how you deal with your customers or clients, how you train your people to deal with your customers or clients, that again, is consistent and, you know, that expectations are set about where the boundaries are. Are you allowed to do anything you want to, or is there some kind of limit to what you're allowed to offer?
I think there's a shift, too, in that I think we're kind of going back to the old-fashioned way where we really want a connection with who we're doing business with. And whether it's a small business or a large business does not matter. We want the experience. We want to know that who we're working with is credible and cares about us. Because, boy, we have a lot of choices these days, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
So let me ask you this then, going back to the old-fashioned way. How does a company do that, especially maybe, whether it's a small or big company? Because these days with these phone systems, you know, press one, they could go like through 30 different options. And it's very frustrating. In fact, I was just, one of my credit cards, I couldn't believe it. I was on probably 5 to 10 minutes pushing the buttons, and it says, for customer service, press here. And then if you want to speak to someone, press zero. And it went back when I pressed zero to my account balance. And I figured out eventually they closed Eastern time at 5, but it didn't say that. So I went around, but I tried every option. I guess I was curious. And I ended up 15, 20 minutes, a waste of time, trying to figure that out. So how do you get beyond that? Because I think that could be annoying. Or are we really, you think we're headed back to old-fashioned from that standpoint? Or only a few of us are headed back?
Well, I think from a consumer standpoint, that's what we want. We want to feel that we're connecting with the people that we're giving our hard-earned money to. Unfortunately, you know, the economy is what it is. And there are, we're trying to find ways to cut costs. And these automated systems have been very helpful in that area. So, again, opportunity cost. Do we go ahead and stop that touchy-feely relationship, or is that something we need to maintain and we're willing to pay for it?
And that might be the bottom line. I think, what would consumers say? They're not willing to pay for it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because banks have gotten a lot of bad press over the years for charging for if you want to use a teller versus a machine, and then as soon as you do one, then the other one gets another charge on it. It's just kind of like, okay, which way do you want us to go? So it is something where you have to figure out how you're going to pay for that and how you're going to, you know, in our lines of work, everybody sitting here today is we are high-touch organizations. You know, we are not doing a lot. I mean, we use Skype and the phone and things like that for our coaching business, but pretty much it's personal touch that gets people in.
Trust. With the personal touch comes, as you said, trust. There's the bottom line. That's the key.
Very important. So here's my political comment for the day. probably waiting for
it. Go for it.
Is there a difference between offshoring and outsourcing? I don't know if anyone heard that, and maybe you don't know what I'm referring
to. I don't know the difference, though.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, but you did hear the comment.
I did hear the comment, yeah.
Share the comment, please.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess it was from Mitt Romney that he didn't outsource, he offshore.
Oh, I see.
Is there a difference, Joe?
No.
I didn't think so either. I couldn't figure it out.
Unless you outsource to this country.
Yeah, no, it's all the
same. They were outsourcing way beyond.
You could outsource to this country. Yeah.
Semantics.
Yes.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Jobs went to someplace else.
Someplace else.
So anyway, so let's get back to a couple other things with Andrea. So a typical client, what is a typical client for you? Let's start with not the business, let's start with a personal household. What would a typical client be for you?
Well, the person who calls me is typically in an overwhelmed state and feeling just out of control. For me to work with a client, I have to know there's a commitment there to actually go through the pain and the process for moving forward. And oftentimes it can be very emotional. There's a lot of emotion tied in to things. And again, I'm not talking about the hoarder situation. That's completely, completely a separate issue. But I often have to ask hard questions. Why are you doing this way? Is this the most effective way to do it? And oftentimes they don't know. That's okay the first and second time I ask it. But when we're 8 questions into it, sometimes it can feel a little, not antagonistic, but a little harsh.
Mm-hmm.
So part of my coaching and part of my contract with them is to share with them that this might get a little uncomfortable for you, but are you committed to go through the process? So it's a committed, overwhelmed person who is ready to implement some change in their life, get unstuck.
So do you ever have a husband and wife you're coaching at the same time?
I have not had that. I will say that it does seem to catch, kind of like a cold. So when one of them starts becoming more organized, it seems to be transferring now over to the garage or different areas. And I've heard this more than once.
Really?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, it would figure.
Mm-hmm.
It is catchy. Once you see the results of what's going on in front of you, I want some of that too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it would catch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We found that as you're have you, oh, here's a question. Have you ever had a client who paid you hard earned cash and then did not take your advice? It did not take your.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
It was too painful for them to go through.
Well, no, we actually went through the process, but maintaining is another issue.
Okay.
And I offer what I call in my business, I call them well baby checks. If they need a little more coaching or let's get this before it gets out of control. So I offer those. I have to say I haven't had people take me up on it. And so on one hand, it's good. Because I know that they're standing on their own. On the other hand, you fear that maybe we're falling back into bad habits.
Backsliding, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Well, let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. This is Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia with special in-studio guests. We have Andrea Brundage. And, of course, Andrea, you own Simple Organized Solutions, SOS. I love that. SOS. No one's going to forget that one.
Nope.
And we'll talk some more about this because I think there's a lot of questions still because it's so psychological, it seems to me, especially with, not just the household, but I think businesses. Definitely a psychological, I don't want to say issue, but obstacle would be a better word. And we'll be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Coach's Corner, starring Lori and Joe Battaglia. And wow, this has been a great show. I want to thank you personally, both you guys, for what a great guest.
We're trying, Dave. We're getting the hang of this thing now.
Very, very nice. This is, and I could sense from Andrea's energy that you have this probably calming, peaceful effect on people. Do you?
I've heard that.
Have you? Yeah.
I actually have heard that.
I feel peaceful and calm right now. How about
cool.
you?
I do too.
As well.
You did
as well.
You guys are always peaceful and calm.
Well, I was going to say, Joe is generally the more peaceful, calm one of the two of us.
I cultivate it.
He does.
You cultivate
he
it.
Does.
And Tom even looks more peaceful
Tommy
and calm.
Looks peaceful.
In fact, the audience in the green room, they're peaceful and calm. So that must be just something that you always had since you were young?
The calmness?
Yeah. Or did you develop it, or you learned it, or
you know,
how did that happen?
I don't think I've changed a whole lot. Yeah, I have another side, too. I can get riled, but I typically...
You said wild or riled?
Yes.
Vegas it is.
Yeah. Okay. Indeed.
Inside joke.
Yes.
Inside joke. Yes. I've lived the chaos, and I've lived the calm, and I prefer calm, and I know that there's a better way.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
Now, you talked about commitment, and that's very important to have, whether it's in coaching, neuro-linguistic programming, anything, and Andrea, what you do as well. You mentioned that you want them to have a commitment. How do you do that? How do you get not a commitment, just maybe signing an agreement or whatever, but that you know psychologically they are absolutely 110% committed at all costs?
Well, you're never that sure, but part of the way I handle it is to have them involved. So there's buy-in, and they go through the birthing process, and they love their baby when it comes. So that's kind of what I, the way I feel that people are committed, that they're willing to actually go through the steps it's going to take, and it's not always going to be rosy and fun. In fact, it's mostly not. And when they come to me and they say they're ready to get going, we have those conversations.
So is this, so you have some type of contract. Is mm-hmm. it over so many weeks, or is it by projects, or is it about by results?
Actually, the way I'm doing it now is on an hourly rate. I'm looking to develop some packaging programming. But when I'm dealing with clients initially, I have minimum hours because I want to make sure that we are able, when I leave, that I can see that their shoulders are a little higher and they're ready to move forward.
I hear music.
Yeah.
Tommy, is that your music? Well, you're going to sing for us. That is really cool. I can't wait. That's nice. It's peaceful. It's calm.
It does.
We could keep that going. Might be a client. Sounds like a phone. Okay, back to Lori.
See, Dave and I have the same ringtone, so usually if one of us forgets to turn the phone off, we don't know who it is.
Oh, wow. That was a nice ringtone, though.
How
did you? Where did you find that? No, I like that.
I apologize for that. I'm glad it was calming for you.
It was.
It was. That in NLP and in hypnosis and psychology, that's called utilization, where you can utilize something unexpected that happens, and you work it into what you're doing. Ever
you did
that
beautifully.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes.
I'm happy I could help.
That was very, very good. I'm going to call you just to listen to that. I really like that. I thought it was really cool. All right. So we talked about commitment. Very important. And Lori mm-hmm. and Joe, commitment as coaches have to be huge.
Is essential. Mm-hmm. Is essential.
What have you found, Joe? Because I know you found some.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's. We've. And this is, I'm just come out with it. We found that coaching for free is next to useless.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, because people that are coached for free do not value. You know, if now okay, left to my own ways, I would coach everybody for free all the time.
Yes.
It's just my personality. However. I don't believe we've had a single person who we've coached for free.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one or, yeah, mm-hmm. there's been some.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. But when you coach for free, it's not, they don't value it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, that you come away and there's no change. It may work for a short period of time, but it doesn't come away. They don't buy into it.
Yeah.
And if they don't buy into it, you're just talking into the wind.
Yeah. And if you think about it, if you are going to pay money for a coach, pay money for an organizer, pay money for any business, you got to find a place in your budget for that. It's probably going to hurt just a little bit because it's going to mean you forego something else, maybe a few meals out or I don't know, whatever your thing is. And it's that you've got to want to make that commitment to the time and the effort and then sticking with it. I like your well baby checkups because especially with clutter, I know for me it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get it under control and then it comes back again. So clearly there's a pattern there that's not been broken yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I like your well baby checks. That's just pretty
thanks.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool.
Now, we talked about the personal, the household systems and also the process there. How different is it with business? Because you do it with business, too.
I do.
Same type of contract? Is it different? How does that work?
It is a little different in that I offer an administrative level of organizing. So helping them set up their business, training employees. I do efficiency audits.
You do?
I do.
What is that specifically?
Well, making sure that the systems that in place that are in place are as efficient as they should be. That the paper flow is flowing properly, that we don't have a lot of redundancies, and that employees know what they're supposed to do. I have the employees very involved when I do one of these. I ask them to prepare a desk manual because I want them to think through the process of what it takes to do their job. And oftentimes the stuff will come up just out of doing that exercise.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said, what it takes to do their job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's interesting, let me ask you this. What do you find when you have someone do their own, I think you call it a desk manual, what it mm-hmm. takes to do their job? I mean, is there a qualitative aspect to that or just quantitative, meaning the steps to do their job versus the standards? Is the standards too low? And you said efficiency consulting, basically. Do you find the qualitative aspects in there, too?
Only that things will rear their head. So if we have a process that's having to go through three people and we can see that really only one person needs to be involved in that process, now you can start quantifying somewhat because you've got an hourly rate that you can measure against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm a big proponent of performance-based compensation.
Mm.
And no one loves that.
No.
They hate that, right? Why is that, Lori? Why do people hate performance-based compensation?
I think that means it feels like it means that you can never take that down, have that down day. You know, you've always got to be on. And that's a lot of pressure for people. And there are a lot of jobs where it's purely production. You know, it is, you must do this many of these in an hour and to get paid. And you have to keep up with that. So that's one thing. But for a lot of us that have more nebulous goals, we've got our days when I, you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, what did I do today? I don't know. You know, and I did, but I don't have any output to show for it.
Yeah.
So it gets a little scary when you start talking about pure performance-based compensation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree. And there's personality types, and we have to take all of those into account. Not everyone is going to thrive in that dog-eat-dog, you need to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And we want our employees happy.
Yeah.
I guess it would be sort of like someone who is very competitive-minded, mm-hmm. they would thrive.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely would.
And someone who is not competitively oriented would probably mm-hmm. not do so well.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, because if you look at athletics today, that is pretty much performance based, mm-hmm. At least on your past performance, and they have bonus clauses in there. Mm-hmm. But you look like, you know, if you look at like the Diamondbacks or any Major League Baseball, their stats change every time they come up to the plate. Every mm-hmm. time. Can you imagine if you had a system of statistics where almost every 2 hours or daily or at least weekly, you'd have statistics on your performance. Now, I sort of think that if you get past the obstacles and the resistance and the fear and maybe insecurity, that people might really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know there's personality types, and I agree with that. However, I think it also has a lot to do with insecurity
mm-hmm.
and confidence and beliefs in themselves. And I 'cause if it works in athletics and the best teams seem to utilize that, I think it could probably work in several types mm-hmm. of businesses. What do you guys say?
I think that business does that in publicly held businesses do it anyway. It's very much a, what have you done for me lately? What are the statistics saying today? I've worked for public and non-public companies, and one of the best companies I've ever worked for was non-public and was much more of a long-term look than a short-term tomorrow look. So I see pluses and minuses in it. I like performance-based compensation. And I like the other way, too. And I think for myself, I'd like a blend of it. I like a little bit of stationary static. You know, you get some salary for this. And then you go above and beyond, and here's the payoff for that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think the ideal for a business owner is to have someone that finds the competition in coming from internally.
Yeah.
So what can I do to make my job more efficient? How can I make this quicker? How can I bring more bottom line?
Yeah. I think it's doing the right thing for the purpose of doing the right thing, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to because somebody else is watching or, it goes down a whole different road.
Yes.
And I do think that great athletic teams have it based on internal goals. They'll talk to each athlete and say, this is what we expect from you. Not how you compare with other leaders, mm-hmm. although I know they have an eye on that. But if you can produce this type of thing, the next player, if you could do this, you know, from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah.
And you take each individual based on their talents. Now you have a really good winning team. And I know the great coaches, managers, Kirk Gibson does it, D-backs, Dave Tippett with the Phoenix Coyotes, he'll do that. And some of these coaches, managers are just exceptional at getting the best out of their players for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think businesses can do the same thing.
Yep. Sure.
If you have a good boss who actually walks the walk that he talks.
That's the key, isn't it?
It's
having a good manager.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yep.
Someone who just comes down with the big hammer and says, this is what, you know, that's
doesn't get far for long.
Not going to get very far.
No. No.
I think the one of the better organizations, I think, that have demonstrated that is, well, let's have a guessing game for the trip to Hawaii, Las Vegas or Sedona. What company am I thinking of?
Okay, set that question up again.
One of the companies out there in America that really has demonstrated the leaders walking the walk, I believe, with great systems and phenomenal service. What company is that? Let's play your phone. It'd sound like the Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apple, Google. One of
you say Southwest. Apple, Google. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Well, this is a new company. It's Arizona-based, and I'm coming here from just having a presentation by one of the co-owners. I'm going to say Infusionsoft.
Infusionsoft. And so we have a Google, an Apple, Infusionsoft, and what does Lori say?
I think I'm going down Southwest Airlines.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking
of. Is that
it? Not to say the others don't.
They do.
I don't. Yeah. They probably all do. Mm-hmm. But Southwest Airlines, unbelievable what their chairman did, Herb Keller, I believe his name is. He would be seen on Thanksgiving in the baggage room. He'd be a flight attendant.
Yeah.
He had a reverse pyramid. Think about it. He didn't think everyone worked for him. Reverse it, turn it. He worked for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a special individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that concludes my monthly rant.
Okay.
No, we're just minutes away from Lori's monthly rant. This is going to be exciting, but we're minutes away. So let's ask Tommy, how much time do we have, Tommy? We have 9 minutes. You're 8 minutes? Wow. I didn't see a second hand. Oh, I did. I saw two hands. Okay. So let's go back to Lori and Joe. You have any other questions for our special in-studio guests?
I think the only thing I was thinking of, too, was that one of the things that's affected my clutter personally is I grew up in a house with a mom and dad that are World War II era veterans, and Joe did as well. And so our parents have lived through the Depression, and that natural hoarding state that comes from that experience gets carried down to future generations. I actually had someone ask me one time, it was a very intuitive person, and she said, why do you feel like you have to hold on to things? And, you know, did you live through the Depression? I was like, no, but my mom did, my dad did. And she said, and we noticed with our moms, especially as they downsized, they insisted that we take certain things with us. And they are, mine's 90 years old and yours is 86, going on 87. And they ask us where those things are. And my mom had moved twice in 6 years and each time had built up a pantry like nobody's business. We didn't have to shop for months afterwards.
Yeah. Wow.
So do you find that that's...
Well, my mother is actually 86.
What we're saying then.
Oh, yeah. How many Cool Whip containers do you need?
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times I've said that.
Yes.
But, you know, you cannot organize that out of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that they live through that we really can't, we can't really identify with having that lack.
Mm-hmm.
So all we can do is try not to keep the ball rolling and keep doing the same things and to actually be mindful of the things that we do have. Do we love them?
Yeah.
Can someone else benefit from them if we can't?
Mm-hmm.
And then we feel better about letting them go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I often wonder whether this current economic downturn is generating a whole different generation of the same sort of mentality that existed in the Depression.
Yeah. That is a good question.
I wonder.
Because I think it brings out the hoarding in some people, you know, the need for control. And if I just have my stuff around me, it'll all be okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know we've personally observed that with a few people around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea, why don't you give out some contact information, phone number, website? How do people get in touch with you?
Okay. My website address is www.sos-llc.com. That's www.sos-llc.com. My telephone number is 480-382-1085. I'm available via email on my website, by phone calls, and I'm happy to answer your Maydays.
Wow, nicely said. And stick around because we still have about 4 minutes and we're going to do Lori's monthly rant. Joe usually does it, but Lori's going to take a shot at it. What do we got?
I am. My blog is called Lori on Life. And so on our website, you can see both Joe's Cup of Joe and Lori on Life. And I have
LOL?
LOL. That was what my friends back in Pennsylvania told me to call it.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah, LOL. So since clutter's more my thing than Joe's, I wrote the blog this time. So it's about clutter and inaction and what they have in common. So look around you at your living space and workspace. If a stranger walked into your home or office right now, what conclusions would they draw about you? Does it look like you've got it all together, or does it look like you're this close to imploding? How much clutter surrounds you, and what does it say about you? What I've learned is that when you go into someone's space and there's a lot of clutter around, it tends to mean the person's stuck somewhere in their life. People tend to hold on to things to feel in control. And many of us baby boomers were raised by parents who lived through the Depression, and we still pay the price as we hold on to things that have little value, convinced that they do. Hoarding is the extreme. If you're so addicted to things that you can't fit them all into your space and they're piled high, consult with a professional because something else is going on. If you did away with your need for clutter and things and got things organized, what would that free up in your life? What else would be able to come in because now there's room for it? Now, I have to say I'm a case of the pot calling the kettle black. I've always been comfortable with a certain amount of clutter, and I like my stuff out where I can see it. And then it builds up over time, and it gets seriously on my nerves, and I spend a day or two cleaning it up just to see it build up all over again 6 months down the road. And when it does build up, I've come to realize that something's happening in my life that isn't positive. Either I've overcommitted, or the circumstances changed that weren't in my control, and so my clutter gets overwhelming. My clutter is a sign that I'm overbooked and out of control. So I invite you, take a look at your clutter, and what does it signal for you?
Nicely said. Wow, mm-hmm. I like this. LOL, Lori mm-hmm. on Life.
Yep.
I think we'll keep her.
Okay, wow. Thanks.
So what are you going to do, alternate every show?
Perhaps. Well, we may. We'll see.
Or one in the beginning, one at the end.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
I like that. That is very, very good. So in summary, so the bottom line is people need to really be introspective, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And I think it's about examining when your life feels out of control, what are the things that happen around you and watching those things and being very aware? For me, it's even what my body's telling me. You know, if my stomach clenches up on me or I get a headache all the time, it's often indicative of something that's going on around me. So what are those things that show up when life gets out of control, and how do you get control back? And it, as you said at the beginning of the show, it's okay to ask for some help.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that, and people really should, and that's a great way to end the show, too, is that people, I think they're so afraid that it's some statement on them, mm-hmm. and they're afraid to get help, when the truth is everyone really can use assistance, and it doesn't mean anything except you're evolving.
Yeah. Right.
And what's wrong with transforming and evolving?
Yeah,
why why do it the hard way when there's someone out there that has...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I think all of us here recognize that. And it's so let's give out the numbers again. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe and Lori, how do they get in touch
with
you?
Okay, for us, you get in touch with us at www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. And the phone number is 888-505-5762. You'll get one of us. And you can find everything on our website, too.
Yep.
And Andrea, one more time. Your website?
My website is www.sos-llc.com, and my telephone number is 480-382-1085.
Well, thank you so much, Andrea. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Thank
You're
you
fantastic.
So thank you.
And I want your phone ringing.
Yes.
I love that. It really was calming. And, of course, Lori and Joe, always nice seeing you. We'll see you next month, second Monday from 2 to 3. But we'll see you even before then.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff coming up. Stay tuned for Understanding Autism right up at 3. And we got Paul all the way from Texas and Kim coming in the studio. And we're going to talk about how Paul thinks. That's going to be interesting because he's a young adult on the autism spectrum, but this guy is smart.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hopefully, you'll never have to experience a disaster such as a fire or a flood striking your home or business. But if you do, know there's someone out there who can quickly help you get life back to normal. That someone is ServiceMaster by Disaster Professionals. Just call 602-431-2222, and our professionals will be there to lend a hand. You can be confident knowing ServiceMaster Clean has over 50 years of experience restoring damaged homes and businesses after frightening events such as fires, floods, vandalisms, and other disasters. We can offer services such as emergency cleaning, smoke, soot, and odor removal, in addition to water and fire damage repair. Our solid reputation is the reason insurance companies nationwide know ServiceMaster Clean will get the job done quickly and professionally. Plus, we guarantee to do the work right the first time, or we'll do it over with no questions asked. That's ServiceMaster Clean. We're the company that's first to respond to your call, first to arrive on the scene, and first to guarantee relief. Because delays and hassles are the last thing you need. Remember, 602-431-2222 for ServiceMaster Clean by Disaster Professionals. And get the clean you expect and the service you deserve.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Reidenauer, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum & Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.